This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, January 11th, I'm Jeff Bonsert. Coming up, Illinois lawmakers approved funding for Chicago area mass transit systems. We'll have some stories coming up in the newscast as well on that. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, a look at today's news. The head of Illinois' Emergency Management Agency has visited the two cities hit hardest by this week's flooding. Those include Watseka, where more than 400 homes have been evacuated. Floodwaters in more than half of those homes is as deep as 6 feet. That's brought out a lot of volunteers from the Red Cross and the community. Trinity Church in Watseka has been converted into a shelter where more than 100 people have taken refuge the last couple of nights. Church administrator Darlene Cook says they've gotten numerous donations from local grocery stores and the local Walmart.
70 to 80 blankets and pillows. I can't even begin to tell you how many towels and washcloths, boxes of toothpaste and toothbrushes and disposable razors and shaving cream and bar soap and toilet paper and water, cases and cases of water.
Doug Rogers is the Watseka man who is finding new meaning in the so-called floating hardwood floors he put into his home last year. More than a foot of water swirled in his house last night. The water is covering stop signs and SUVs in the streets. Rogers says flood insurance will cover his house's structure, but not the antique furniture or the $2,300 TV set that is partially underwater. Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy says at least 100 people remain out of their homes. The city recreation center has taken in about 25 people. McCoy says water has been receding at the rate of an inch an hour, clearing up some roadways. River levels in Livingston and Iroquois counties are dropping, but it could be next week before displaced residents can return home. A homeless Champaign man has been acquitted of shooting two police officers last summer, but he will not be a free man. A judge has found Donnell Clemens not guilty of attempted murder by reason of insanity. The verdict was reached in a short bench trial approved by Clemens' attorney and Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz. She says the findings of a psychiatrist were convincing to both her and the victims.
They completely understand the law and respect Dr. Jekyll's opinion and were of the opinion that there were mental health issues involved with Mr. Clemens. They have been of that opinion for some time, and so they understand and my understanding is I'm glad that this matter is concluded and that we can all move forward.
Clemens was in his car last June when he fired at Deputy Chief John Murphy and Officer Shannon Bridges across from Westside Park. A third officer was hit in the gunfire, and Clemens was shot as well. His attorney, Randy Rosenbaum, says Clemens wouldn't have been guaranteed care in the prison system. Clemens will be assigned to a mental hospital. Reitz says considering Clemens' condition, it's unlikely he will ever be released. Governor Rod Blagojevich says he'll sign a tax increase to bail out Chicago-area mass transit, but not until he makes a few changes. The governor says he'll alter the bill to allow passengers 65 and older to ride buses and trains for free, which will require lawmakers' approval. The measure increases sales and real estate transfer taxes in Chicago and its suburbs to prop up public transit systems. Blagojevich says he wants to change the bill to lessen the impact of sales tax increases on people with fixed incomes. The governor says a senior using public transit twice a week could save more than $150 a year on Chicago area buses and $400 annually on commuter trains. Passage of the mass transit bailout bill was made possible in part by downstate Democrats in the Illinois House. Most of them voted for the measure. In contrast, most downstate Democrats in the Senate and downstate Republicans in both chambers voted no. Many of them were still calling for the bailout to be tied to a statewide construction program. But State Representative Bob Flyder, a Decatur Democrat, said he didn't think that was a productive tactic.
People will try and couch this as, oh, downstate bailed out Chicago again. It's much bigger than that. Those are the things that people say politically. But my decision to vote or not vote for transit bill would not change whatsoever the timing of a capital bill that would come before us, and I'm convinced of that.
Leiter says downstate lawmakers were successful in negotiating more benefits for downstate mass transit. As a result, he says Decatur's mass transit system will gain about $1 million a year in new permanent funding. But Republican House Member Chapin Rose of Mahomet says those benefits aren't a fair trade for downstate Illinois. He says the transit bill also includes using state tax dollars to cover any shortfalls in the Chicago Transit Authority's employee pension fund. He argues that the burden of such a shortfall would make the aid to downstate transit seem like peanuts in comparison. And we'll have much more on this story coming up from Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Winicky in a couple of minutes. A popular romance novelist from Illinois who's been criticized for allegedly lifting material has angered the biggest name in the genre, Nora Roberts. Roberts' fiction has sold hundreds of millions of copies. She tells the Associated Press that it seems clear Mattoon resident Cassie Edwards acted improperly. Both Roberts and Edwards are published by Penguin Group. On Wednesday, Penguin defended Edwards, saying she has done nothing wrong. But Roberts says she has contacted Penguin to express her unhappiness and trust the company will set things right. Edwards has acknowledged that she sometimes takes her material from reference books, but added that she didn't know she could credit her should credit her sources. Edwards has written more than 100 novels and has more than 10 million copies in print. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Chicago's mass transit system could finally be on the road to recovery. Efforts by the legislature to come to the financially ailing system's rescue had failed for months. But yesterday, lawmakers came to an agreement. They voted to save the Chicago Transit Authority from its so-called doomsday by raising the sales tax in Cook and the surrounding suburban counties. But as Amanda Winicky reports, public transit still has yet to reach its final destination.
Passengers who rely on Northeastern Illinois' public transportation network to get around have been taken for a bumpy ride lately. The Chicago Transit Authority, Metra Rail Service, and Pace Suburban Bus Line threatened since last summer that unless the state finds a way to give them hundreds of millions of dollars annually, they'll cut routes, hike fares, and be forced to lay off employees. It's a troubling scenario that would make driving in the nation's second most congested region even worse. And yet, for months, Illinois' embattled political leaders were stuck at a dead end. Until now, after whirlwind rounds of negotiations the past few days, the Illinois House and Senate finally came to an agreement that Democratic Representative Julie Hamos of Evanston says will solve the matter.
This is for our world-class region. To maintain our world-class region, we need to have a world-class transit system. This is the bill that will move us into the future.
Moved into the future by tax hikes worth $530 million. Not for all of Illinois. The hike will only be in the areas served by the regional transit authority systems. The sales tax will go up 0.25% in Cook County, slightly more in the 5 suburban collar counties. The suburbs can use that extra tax money to repair roads and for public safety needs. Chicago's city council is also being given authority to raise a tax on real estate transactions. But even as the legislature got over the political speed bump of passing a tax increase, lawmakers feared they'd hit another roadblock. The measure they'd passed included the very elements Governor Rod Blagojevich had publicly said for months that he would veto. In a surprise move, Blagojevich relented. The governor held a press conference announcing that he will let the tax hike go through, in effect breaking his longtime pledge to hold the line on such taxes. But he added a caveat.
I'm going to sweeten the bill, I'm going to improve the bill, and I'm going to write a line in the bill that provides free public transportation to every senior citizen who lives in the state of Illinois.
Blagojevich says the estimated cost of $20 million to transit systems statewide is relatively minimal, and he says it will help seniors living on fixed incomes to cope with the modest tax increase. Blagojevich promised that he'll take action as soon as the necessary paperwork reaches his desk.
And I think this is a nice, happy ending to what has been a long process, and as the old saying goes, all's well that ends well.
But not so fast, points out Representative Hamos. While the governor says he had thought about giving free rides to seniors since Thanksgiving, he did not mention it at all until after the General Assembly had passed its transit measure and adjourned for the month. As Hamos explains, in order for any of it to take effect, the legislature will have to come back to Springfield and approve the changes.
This is not over yet. This is an amendatory veto, and that means that now it's incumbent on us to bring back to Springfield 60 supportive voters in the House, 30 supportive voters in the Senate, all before the January 20th doomsday deadline.
While legislative leaders say they don't expect that to be a problem, the matter is held up until then. Even if it's all fast-tracked, it doesn't mean transit issues are solved for good. RTA Chairman Jim Riley says the solution merely keeps the transit network operating on a daily basis. He says it does little to resolve problems such as aging railways and service stations, train cars and buses that should be replaced, and adding more routes. He says those infrastructure improvements will cost an additional $10 billion, meaning, he says, that the job is only half done.
If we don't have money to maintain and improve the quality of Metra trains, if we don't have money to fix the slow zone problems, if we don't have the kind of money that it takes to begin expanding transit, then the state will begin to move backwards.
In other words, riders won't be noticing any change. It will remain the status quo.
Yeah, but the status quo is a heck of a lot better than it would have been a few days ago.
I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, cloudy skies today with a high around 38 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 28. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, there's a chance of light rain in the afternoon, the high around 42. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, a chance of rain or snow in the evening, then a chance of snow after midnight, the low around 28. And cloudy skies Sunday, there's a chance of snow with a high around 35. Sunday night through Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies will have lows around 25, highs around 35. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, January 11th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.